We are on Daf Chof Ches Amad Aleph. We are in the middle of explaining a memre of Rabbi Yehuda Marav. The Gemara said at Heichon Gilgul Shvue. Means the Gemara is saying that the koyach of Gilgul Shvue, how far it goes. So the Gemara brings a memre of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, the Omalei Hishavali She'ein Avdiyato. That one can be Megalgul Ashvua Afilo on such a taine. The Gemara first thought we're speaking about an Evet Knani, and that the Gemara tainet there's no din Shvue on such a Tviye, Adarabe Shmuti Mishamtinelei. Elo Omarove. So Rav came and said a different mahalach. He shavali shaloi nimkartali be'eved ivri. The tviya is not a tviya of eved knani. The tviya is a tviya, you're my eved ivri. So on that the Gemara asked, Hai ten nosa mal yosei. So this is a very good taina. Mamayne islei gabei. So there's a tvius moment over here. So why are we saying that this is the most extreme case that Gilgul Shvue could even be mechaye v'shvu afilu in such a case? This is a poshita case. Haytay nosam al yosehi mamoyne islay gabay. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, taynos taynam al yosehi ubaloy gilgul nami yihava moyde b'miktzis o yehoye loy eidecho o yechayim shvue. This is a tayne that is bemesin mechaye v'shvue with an eidechot, with a moide b'miktzes, the tainis metaltalun hizu. This is a tvi of metaltalun. She toivai pulosai. He's being toivaya him, he should work for him. By giroi noi. Or if he's not working, give me the mei giroi. Umay revuset bahai misha gilgushu. So now we're saying there's no eidechot, there's no moide b'miktzes. So, what is this different than a posha to Gilgul Shvue? That there's no drora de Shvue, there's no raglaim lodover, and that is the din that one swears on a Gilgul Shvue. What is the revusa of this case? So the Gemara elaborates. No, rove le taimei, doma rove evedivri gufoi koni. The tviye is not an pu'ule. The tviya is on the guf evet. I'm saying avdiyato, so you are my evet. So what does Rashi say? Gufo ikoni ve'eino tainis metaltalim. This is not a tviya of metaltalim without a drore. This is a tviya of karke. Frek de gemori hochi heino karke. Fine. So this is the second darge of Gilgul Shvue. There's no drore, and it's karke, and then it's boinal karke. So by Gilgul we saw, but we know this already. That's the Mishnah. Nechosim she'ein lemachayis, zoikikin asan nechosim she'yesh lemachayis. That you swear. So what is this Gevaldike Chiddush that Rav is telling us that you swear on an Evet? So the Gemara says, Mal de Taime Karkahu, the Ovdei Inshi de Mizavni Bitzinim. That means if Reuven comes over to Shimon, and Reuven taines that this Karka belongs to me, you sold it to me. And Shimon says, I never sold it to you. So Reuven says, swear. And he's already mechuyev to him a shvuah. Shimon is mechuyev to ruven a shvua metaltonim, so there's a din of Gilgul shvua that he swears on the karka also. So now, the kasha arises, if Reuven is taka right, and this karka was taka sold to him by Shimon, so why didn't anyone hear about it? So the Gemara says, "Mal de taime karki hu da of the inshi de mezavni betzine." Karki is not something when there's a sale. This is not advertised on the front pages. Some emailer. So there's no raya. There's no eichoche that Itake didn't sell it. So emailer, we tell him to swear. But an Eved Ivri im Isa de Zovin Kole Isle. An Eved Ivri is a Koil. I mean, this is not a normal transaction. A person was sold for an Eved Ivri. This already is, many people are aware of this and are speaking about it. So if Reuven comes over to Shimon and says, Avdiyato, so Shimon blinks his eyes and says, what? I'm your Eved? Someone never heard about it. If I would have been your Eved, it would have been on the lips and tongues of the whole shtot, and no one ever heard about it. Kamash Malon, that you do swear. Now, I'd like, perhaps, to be mamtik this Gemara. In Chedushi Rab Reuven, in Simen Aleph and Bava Metzia, he brings down a Shah HaMishpat. And the Shah HaMishpat says that a fellow, according to the Shittas that hold that an Eid HaMessiah patters from a Shvuah, but an Eid HaMessiah will not patter from a Gilgul Shvuah. That's what the Shah HaMishpat says. In Rab Reuven is Mavayer as follows. There is a concept of an Eid HaMessiah LeNitva. That means that, let's say, Reuven is a Moide B'Mikzis to Shimon. So he has to swear. So Reuven brings an Eid that's Messiah Reuven's Kvira. Reuven says, listen, Shimon is money from him $100. And Reuven says, well, if I could borrow $100 from you, but I paid up 80. I only owe you $20. So the door is 20 and the kvir is 80. So he has to swear on the 80. So he has a eid on his side that says, I saw how he paid you up the $80. I saw. I was there. So the shittas are showing him that eid on his side patters from a shvuah. So the Shah Mishpat says, Afila, according to this, these Rishonim, that's by a Shavuos by the B'miktzes, by a Shavuos Eidechot, by a Gilgul Shavuos Ebon Pater. Is Kan Shail Aben, Nochere, if it patters from a Meide B'miktzes, from an Eidechot, so why shouldn't it patter from a Gilgul Shavuos? So Rabbi Reuven says a beautiful explanation in the Shah Mishpat, and he says as follows. He says, every chiyuv shvuah comes about through a drora de shvuah. There is a chacha, there's a raglaim ledova, that makes Bezdin think that yesh dvorim begav. He says he owes him another $80. It seems like that. He's made in 20. The combination of the hidah and the kvire makes Bezdin think Taka owes him another $80. Or Neidechot says he owes him $80. So Bezdin thinks there's a drore de shvue that makes Bezdin think that Taka owes him. So because of this drore de shvue, he has to swear. But what if he has an eid HaMessiah that says, no, he doesn't owe him $80. So this drore de shvue, which was created by the Haidor B'Miktzes, or the Drora de Shvua that was created by the Eid Echod, so is counteracted by the Eid of Messiah. The Eid of Messiah says, I was there, I saw him pay back the $18. So Memele, so the aid of Messiah, the aidus of the aid counteracts the drora of the shvur. So I lost the sibel l'chayva shvur. That's why you don't have to swear. That is the svar of the l'shem l'hold aid of Messiah patas from Ashvur. Zok the shar mishpat, but that is davke Ashvur's maide b'mitzes, Ashvur's aidecha. Ashvur's gilgul, so then there's no drora. I'm telling you to swear not because I have a raya that you take all the money. I have no raya. There's a din shvur gerere shvur. So here the chiyav shvur is without a drore. So the aid of Messiah will not part him from a shvur's gilgul. At kan divrei Rab Reuven. That's what Rab Reuven says. So dach sachmir. Agmoris am moiridike raya to Rab Reuven and the Shah Mishpat. Agmoris saying, at heichon gilgul shvue. We're saying achidish in gilgul shvue. That means that this is a chaymer in gilgul shvue. What is the chaymer? That he has to swear that I'm not your evet. Now, I have a hichocha that I'm not yevet. Why doesn't anyone know about it? Why is it on the lips of the whole town? So, be'emesin, this hichocha, that by an evet is a koil, where's the koil? This hichocha is the equivalent to an Eid of Messiah, the way Rab Reuven explained. The Eid of Messiah is a hichocha kineged the droge that's machayiv the shvur. So here I have a choche, not an aid of Messiah, I'm a different a choche, I have a choche. Listen, if I was sold for Nevedivri, where's the girl? Why doesn't anyone know about it? So this a choche by Emerson is equivalent to aid of Messiah. And what does the Gemara say? There's a chiddush in Gilgul Shvuah. In Gilgul Shvuah there's a chiddush that, in Gilgul Shvuah there's a chiddush and you have to swear. So lecheir, that's because Gilgul Shvuah doesn't need a drora. So that means that is true. I don't have any eichocha whatsoever that you are my evet, but the din of Gilgul Shvuah is shvuah gerere shvuah yemochuyev to swear without eichocha. So memele, this eichocha that you have, where's the koil, that would only work if I'm being mechayev you a shvuah. So I have something that's menaged that counteracts your drore. It's not an evet. But by Gilgul Shvuah that you swear without a drore, so that's why he has to swear. So it could be this is pshat. So be a merdike pshat, na gemora araye to the way the Rab Reuven says pshat in the Shah Mishpat. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Gufe koni veine tainis metalto." So the Mal says, "Heine karke votenine lobe mas nisen the megalgalen." Umay revusei the Rav Yehuda lashmini gilgul avdiyato. We learned about it. Is it in gilgul shvuah karke? So the Mal says, "I would think dafke by karke." There's a din Gilgul Shvuah, but less like Kola, Mishemachit Nambo Gilgul. But here, if he would have become his Eved, it would have been a Keil, so I would think you don't swear, it's Kamash Melo. I just like to mention a Ha'ore from the Shach, Saif Simon Tzadikei. We had learned on the Zion, Yehuda Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Mar said on the Zayin, Heilech boi rove, heilech mone takadash and yiloch mal. If the Isha gives money to the Makadish, and she says, with this money, I'll become a Kudish to you. So Rav Papa said it's Mekudesh. So Rav Ashi, yes, Rav Papa, I don't understand how this works. Im kein havelei nechosim sheyesh lamachayis niknim im nechosim shein lamachayis. That she's becoming his wife with Agav. Akalka is becoming nikna Agav metaltlum. And Agav is fakert, metaltlum is nikna Agav kalka. So Rashi said, sheyesh lamachayis odom hukish lekarkois. So Rashi says an Isha, another Masukish Lakakois. Taisvi says that Pasuk is speaking by Nebuchadnezzar. Aber ben choirim lo iskish. A ben choirim is not hukish Lakakois. So Taisvi says choilik on Rashi. So Tishach, from our Gemara, we have a raya to Rashi. Because the Gemara asked the Kasha, it's Poshet and Metaltum, so it says, he holds Tzgufay Konoi, so the Tviya is not on Pa'ula, the Tviya is on his Guf, so it says, I hochi hainu karke. Now, and I have a divri is a ben chayrem. And the Knani, they have a Pasik, which is nachalta moisom livnechem acheichem leshes achuze. Fine, so Taisvis wants to differentiate between an Ebeknani and a ben chayrem, but an Ebedivri is a ben chayrem, a fila gufa ikoni. And the Gemara says, Ihochi hainu karke. And we learned that this is the Gilgul by karke. So the Shach says, from our Gemara, Zaraya Terashi and Abzayin, and not like Taisvis. This is the Shach, and Seif Simen Tzadikei. Let us see the Mishnah further. Kol hanase domim ba'acher. Something which is normally used as a payment, and this something which is normally used as a payment is money. Usually one pays up something with money. Kivin shezocho ze nischayiv ze b'chalifa. So let us see what Rashi says. Kol hanase domim ba'acher, shedarkei lesitoi bedomim. The derech is that this is given as a payment. Kshekoinen chayfetz echod, when one purchases a chayfetz, so this is given as a payment. Ba'ashtes al kedaitach. So what does this mean? What is this vague loshen? The Madbeya also Lashmin. He wants to tell us a Madbeya can make Chalipin. Kivin Shezocho Zeh, that if the Makne was Zeich in the Madbeya, Nischayib Zeh Bachalifov, Heiche Dinosnoi Beteiras Chalipin, Veloi Beteiras Domin. If a Madbeya was given b'toyras chalipin v'loy b'toyras domim ele ke'ein shekoinin b'suda ke'ein sholaf ish naloy. The Pasuk says in Rus zeis lefonim b'Yisroel lekayim kol dovo sholaf ish naloy. So the Gemara is, so this is the Havamina. Rashi is telling us now the Havamina, how the Gemara lemshat the Mishnah. Kol anase domim ba'acha. Everything that normally is a payment for something, and this vague loshen means amad beye. So the Mishnah is telling us amad beye, if it will be given, b'teiras chalipin will be kaine. B'teiras chalipin v'loi b'teiras domim will be given b'teiras chalipin, so will be kaine metaltala. Kimin shezoche ze nischayiv ze b'chalifov. Now, I'd like to just mention, so, ha'ore, how do we understand the words of the Mishnah? He says, the Mishnah is telling us, a moedek echidish, that even though we have a klal, mois einam kainis, that is, dafkef who was given b'teiras domim, who was given b'teiras domim, mois einam kainis. But if it is given b'teiras chalipin, it is given b'teiras kinyin suda, then then it's koine. This is not, it doesn't fall. The same money, the same coins, will it be koine? I'll give money to be koine a pore. Well, I'll be koine this pore, yes or no? So we'll give the koine a questionnaire. With what Torah do you want to acquire the pore? If he says, Torah's domim, pore is not yours, why is ainim koines? He says, b'toyra's sude, b'toyra's chlipen, he is koine. So now we have to understand what's the, we have two Torahs over here. There's Torahs domim, Torahs chlipen. What are these Torahs? Well, the easiest way to understand this would be according to the Sma. We had mentioned there's a machloikis, the Sma and the Taz. How Kinyan Mois works. The Sma holds Kinyan Mois is Kesef Shivui, Kesef Piroi. The mechanics of Kinyan Kesef is, if I start, if I pay you completely, or I start paying you for an article, that makes that the article should belong to me. That's Kinyan Kesef. And we'll see later, Korin Tav Yechen, Minatere Kesef is Koine, Min Rabbonon is not Koine, Korin Tresh Lokish Kesef is Bechlal not Koine. But Kinyan Kesef is, I'm giving this money B'Toyras Piroin. And that's the Aloche, that a payment for a Chayfetz by Metaltum is not Koine. By Kalkit is Koine, by Metaltum it's not Koine. But if it is given b'toiras now, b'toiras suda, and let us say, the Pasuk says, the purpose of the nal is l'kayim kol dovo. This is to create a kiyum in what we spoke out. I'm not paying you for the chayfetz. I'm making a kiyum on the transaction. The payment, I'll pay you later. So therefore, if I give you a silver dollar for this metaltalim, and there was an agreement that I'm going to pay $100 for this article, for this metaltalim, so I'm giving you now a silver dollar, so it matters. If I'm giving you the silver dollar as a down payment, so then we have a klal mois einam koinis. So the article does not belong to me. Mois einam koinis. Min ha-Torah according to Reish Lakish, min ha-Rabban according to Rabbi Yochanan. But if I give you the silver dollar b'Torah suda, I want to acquire this article, and I'm giving this to you lekayim kol dovo, that it should be mine. I owe you money, and I'll pay you later $100. Because that's the payment we agreed upon. So that is called, was given b'toira suda, b'toira chalipin, and then is its kaina. That would be the most poshita way how to learn. Now we had mentioned the shitas ha-tazes, the tazes chaylik on the sma, the tazes kesef is also kesef kinyan. Then we have to understand, so how do we draw the line? So what is Torah's domim and what is Torah's chalipin? Now we have a stickle problem. So, Shari Terutzim Leininalu, there's a Mahalach, Shimon mentioned this, Tachsim and Simon Beis and Mesechtes Kedushin, that Kinyan domim works with the value of that which is given. Money has a monetary value. So memela, that is Kinyan Domin. Kinyan Suda, Kinyan Nal, is the article that is given, not getting involved in the value so much. Though this is a chayfetz for a chayfetz, that is Kinyan Chalipin. So again, we could understand what the difference is between Torah's Domim, which the Kinyan is, that's we have here the same silver dollar. But it matters how I want the Kinyan to come about. If I want it, it should work with the value of this silver dollar, that's kinyan damim, and moisenim kainis. If I want the etzem chayfetz of the silver dollar, should be kaine at the value sheboy. So then it would be kaine. That is the second mahalach. Now let us see the next Rashi. Kivin shezocha boy hamakne umoshach zuz echot. It was moshach azuz min hakaine. B'toiras kinyan chalipin. Again, that's the chiddush over here. That toiras kinyan chalipin has different halachas. Nischayev hakoine ba'ointzei chalipin b'chol mokim shei. So the koine already becomes obligated to pay for what he acquired, even though something will happen to the article he acquired. He may so. That means he gave money b'teiras chalipin, he gave a silver dollar b'teiras chalipin to acquire a poem. So kivin shezocha boy hamakne moshach zuz echa min hakoine. The makne the baal ha-pore was zoicha in the zuz, in the silver dollar, this nischai v'koine ba'oin tzai chalik b'chom mokim shem. So whatever will now happen to this pore, so it now is the loss of the koine. Imesu, oyim nevdu, all of the shalem. That means he can't come and ask the makna, the balapore. Well, the balapore is now asking him, well, there's agreement to you. You have to give me $100 for my pore. Where's the $100? So this kind of chirps up, where's the pore? The pore died. But you owe me $100. It became your pore already. So that's what the Mishnah says. The Moich is 100% correct. Nischayev zeh. We have two zehs over here. Kivin shezocha zeh, since the makna was zeich in the zuz, the silver dollar, in nischayev zeh, the koine became nischayev, v'ayin sechalipim b'chamokim shem, imesu, im nevdu, olov l'shalim ha-moish she-poisik losses, like his mechuyiv to pay him the money that was agreed upon. Lefi kshemoyshech amoycher asasudra yasazuz, when he's moyshech the sudra the zuz b'teiras chalipin, nikne hamekach lelekeach b'chol mokim shuz, he was kainer already, so you were kainer, so you owe me now money. What happened with it? That's not my asik, it's yours already, so you're fully responsible for it, but you have to pay me, since you had already acquired it with the zuz that you gave me b'teiras chalipin. I had a shtikel ha'ore on Rashi. The Mishnah says, kivin shezocha ze. Since he was zeiche in the matbeye, and Rashi comes and says, kivin shemoshach. Kivin shezocha bayamakna umoshach zuz echad min hakoine. So Rashi, for some reason, is telling us how he was zeich. He was meishechet. He made a meshicha on the zuz. Now, why does Rashi have to tell me how you? The Mishnah says he was zeich. Well, however you zeich. However you zeich. Why does Rashi say moshach? That's one way of acquiring it. What is Rashi telling us? Rashi is telling us how one acquires metal from Mashiach. Perhaps Rashi is telling us something. The Chiddush Harim in an Ort wants to say a Meridike Chiddush. And perhaps, I think Kabbin the Nesivis also says the same Chiddush. The Makir of Kinyan Chalipin is Sholaf Ish Naloi V'Nosan L'Reyehu. So the way the Torah, the way the Pasuk in the Megillah explains Kinyan Chalipin, there was Vinosan, there was an Asine. So maybe that's an intricate chelik of Kinyan Chalipin, the giving over of the Suda to the makne. That's a chelik of the gemiras. That's lakayim kol dover. You took it yourself. It belongs to you. But could be you need by chalipin more than belonging to you. If I'm not mistaken, there's an asiva someplace that says that could I make chalipin if I'll be makne someone metaltalin agav kalke, like a kinyan the kalke, or be kind of the metaltalim. This metaltalim is a suda. And with this suda that you were kind of, now I want to make a kinyan chalipin. Now I think the asiva says that by chalipin you need an asina. You need an asina sasuda. Not, I acquired it. You need an asina sasuda. Not a schi in the suda. I think Rashi is coming to tell us, Moshach, you don't need an asina. Zocho, the Mishnah says he was zoich in the suda. Rashi says he was Moshach. That means, there's no din asina that the coin has to give it over. That could be, that's what Rashi is telling us. Now let's continue the Mishnah. Keitza, hechlev sheil bepora yichamayr besheil, kiven shezoche ze nischayim ze bechalifov. Hechlev sheil bepora, the one exchange a sheil for a pora, kiven shemoshach balapores a sheil, niknes pora lakeach bechalmokim shei, so the lekeach is now his pora. Whatever happens to the pora, that's his responsibility. We started off by saying that kol hanasa domim ba'achel, that one can make chalipim with a matbeya, and then he gives a marshal that we're making chalipim with a shoyer to acquire a pora. So the Baruch my Ketzat Hoyu Vuhu Asilash Minu the Matbeya Nasa Chalip Sha'af Al Bisha B'Toyres Domim Kaim Alon the Mois Einem Koinois Elo Meshichas HaMekach Ki Yavinu Nele B'Toyres Kinyin Suda Koni Iski Suda Havel Elo Misnes. If you want to explain the Reisha Ketzat Echlif Mois B'Pora, that's what you should say. The Kiddush of the Reisha is you can make chalipin with money. That's how we learned till now. So the marshal of the sefer is not explaining the ratio. Let us see Tosfos. Kol anasa domim ba'acher perish pekunteres. Kol shedarkei lesitoi bedomim. Something that the derech is that it is used as a payment. Shekoinen chayfetz. And what is this? Dainu matbeya, a coin. Kesal kedaitach, the Gemara held, the matbeya nasa chalipin osa lashmina. The mairi shen nosan, betoiras chalipin, was given betoiras chalipin, veloi betoiras domin. Ela kein shekoinen besuda, kedersiv, sholaf ishnaloi. Is given shezochazen is chayf zeba chalipo. So now Tosfos says as follows. Rav Levi pligi perik azov hi chalifov bekeilov shel koine hoi bekeilov shel makne. Now let's just clarify one thing before we go further. Rav holds keilov shel koine, which means that if Reuven wants to acquire a chayfetz from Shimon, he gives his nal. And the Shimon by accepting the Nal, so he's makne the chayfetz to Reuven. That is Shitas Chav. Shitas Levi is Suda works bekeilov shel makne. Now what does this mean? That Shimon wants to be makne a pora to Reuven. So he says, no, you have to make a Maisekinyan. You know the poros in Alaska, you can't make a Mashiach of it. You know what? I'll be makna you this poros with chalipin. So Shimon goes and takes his suda and gives the suda to Reuven. Oh, now that you got the suda, now the poros belongs to you. Kelov shel makna. So you have to understand, how does this work? He's giving him a suda, he's kind of the pora. How does this work? So it's mevur and bav metziyah, it works with hanor. what pshat hano? People don't like to take presents. And if I give someone a present and he accepts it, so the noisen has some sort of a hano. So, according to Levi, this is the mechanics of kinya chalipa. The makne gives a suda to the kaine, and the kaine accepts the suda, and this acceptance of the suda is mahane the makne. Oh, you made my day that you took the suda from me. So now the hano that the makne is receiving, the hano that came through the Kabbalah Sakeli, so now the Makna is receiving hano, and for this hano, I makna you the poem. That's according to Levi, that's how Chalipin works. We don't pass them like Levi, we pass them according to Rav. But now Tosfos wants to accept, but how do they, we have a Mishnah over here, so the Mishnah has to stem according to Levi also. So now, like, now let's see Tosfos. Rav Levi pligi perikazov, ichalipin bekeilov shel kaini, which is Shitas Rav, oi bekeilov shel makna, which is Shitas Levi. The Rav saiva bekeilov shel kaini. The Levi saiva bekeilov shel makna. Now, according to Rav, our mission is beautiful. Le Rav nich shape, igel simen, kiven shezocho ze, since the makne was zeiche in the suda, the koine gave the makne the suda, nischayev ze, so then the dover hanikne belongs to the koine, nischayev ze a koine. Vachin eforish, kiven shezoche ze dainu hamakne, shezoiche bemadbeye shel koine, was zeiche in the madbeye of the koine, Nischayiv zeh koine boinzi chalipin shahim bershus hamaknem chomokim shahim. So now he's responsible for anything that will happen. He's mochiv to pay already. Doesn't matter what happened to the dova hanikne. It's his already. Vim nevdu yevdu loy. That is, if we goyres to zez, kimen shezocha zeh, means, given that the makne was zeich in the suda, nischayev zeh, so the kain is nischayev b'chiyusay of the dover hanik. That's if there are two zehs. The iloy garsinen zeh, if we're not goyres the second zeh, so then we are speaking about the same person, kiven shezoche zeh nischayev b'chalifa. So what does that mean? It's perusheyochi. Kivin shezochoze, since the makna was zeicha the suda, kone bachalipin kloima, kivin shezoche hamakne, bimatbeyoi besuda shel koine, nischayev hamakne lohoshiv lekoine chalipo. So the makna is mechuyev to be, in return, to be makne, the pore to the balasuda. He can't have charote. That is, if we learn according to Rav, so the Loshna Mishnah is not bad at all. Kiven shezocho zeh is going on the makne, is even ischayev zeh, b'chalipa v'nischayev, or the makne is chayev to give him the chayvitz, it can't be chayzeh. Ula Levi, but according to Levi, that the seder is not that the koine gives the makne, so the Seder is the Makna gives the Koine, and through that the Koine is Mahana the Makna. Ula Levi, according to Levi, the Omar Bekeilov Shel Makna, Kloima, Sheyitein HaMakna Pluta Le Koine. Now, so what's the Kivin Shezocho Zeh, Nischayev Zeh, Bechalipov? Now, how are we going to say Pshat in this? So let us see. Igores nischayim zeh tzorich loima, kiven shezocho zeh hakoine plute. Gechikin zocho zeh hakoine, nischayim zeh dayna makne loshim loy chalifo. So the makne is chayiv to give him the pore. That means if the koine was zeiche in the Pute. So then let's put parentheses. So by being Zeichen, the Pute was Mahana the Makne. So Nishayiv ha Makne Machalifov. So the Makne is Chayiv now. Nishayiv Zeh. So the Makne is Chayiv to give him the power because he was Kainet. Sheni Yochel Avzabai. Vi loy gar sinon ze, for not Geirus the second ze, so it's going on the one who was kivin she zocho ze, zoch in the forest, kivin she zocho ze da hainu ha koine, since the koine was zoich in the zuz, nischai vu atzmi bo ein zin chalip in kidefrishis, now he's responsible, whatever will happen, he has to pay for it already, because he acquired it through kinyi chalipin. Now the Mishnah says a marshal, Ketzed Hechlev Shoyr Bepore Hoy Chamoyr Bishoyr. Le Rav Niche, according to Rav, the Mishnah is very simply explained. Vachi Perushe, Hechlev HaKoine Shoyroi Bavur HaPore Kedei Liknis HaPore. Ketzed Hechlev Shoyr Bepore. That means the one who wants to acquire the Pore gave his Shoyr for the Pore. That's Caleb Shalkaine. Is Kedelik the Sapora Bahomakim Shi Avol a Levi Koshem Hach Yeforish Levi Hechlev Shoyr Beporo. There's no exchange between the Shoyr and the Pora. According to Levi, he gives him a Shoyr. He gives him a Pora. So what's Hechlev Shoyr Beporo? He's receiving everything, the Koine. Ma'aloi gamma sheva gamma pora noisen ha makne le koine, de tavayu shal makne. So what's the hechlev sher be pora? Vai meri shesh le forish hechlev ha makne es ha sher is exchanging the sher bahanoas kabolas ha pora shekoine mikabloi menu. So that means that's pshat. So the davar hanimkar is the shoyer. And the, so hechlif ha-shoyer, I'm giving you the shoyer, because of the hano that I derived for you, that you are mekabel my poem. Now the last few words are difficult. Bavur davar shuhu noisin loy. Now what does this mean? L'chayre would be very good without these few words. Hechlev ha-makne es ha-shoyr. He's been exchanging the shoyr. Ba-noas kabolas ha-pora. For the no, he's receiving that the koine was mekabel the pora. Sha-koine mekabloi menu. Now, what is bavu dovu shuhu noisenloi? What does this mean? It's very unclear. From that meshoysev, it would seem that means that this whole transaction was there was a mecher of the shoyr. The knias ha-pore was only an oifen how to be kind of the shoyr, but I'm selling it to you, so you'll have to pay for it. Bavur dovo shu nicely because of the money I'll give him later. That's my that's Yosef learns pshat. Zok the Gemara. Chalipen mayniyu matbeye, shmamino matbeye, nasa chalipen. Now, this lashon of the Gemara is very shver. Chalipin mayniu matbeya. We first of all don't have the word chalipin in the Mishnah. So the Rishash brings down in Bava Metzia, the Gemara says, kol hanase bedomim ba'acha mayniu. This is very good. As the Mishnah says, whatever is normally used as a payment, which means, in parentheses, money, coins, mayniu matbeya. So the Mishnah is telling us you can make chalipin with something which is normally used as a payment. Shmami no matbeya nasa chalipin. And we know matbeya is not nasa chalipin. Let us see what Rashi says. Mayniu matbeya shehu haniten domim bacha. This is normally used as a payment for something else. B'chol moki. Bashmina masnis and daf al gav. The betoir as domim kaimon deloy koni ki yovelay betoir as chalipin koni. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Shema Aminos, we see from our Mishnah Matbeya Nasa Chalip, and then what's the Kasha? Banan Kaim Lom Beperek Azov Dein Matbeya Nasa Chalip. Let us see Taisvis. Shema Aminos Matbeya Nasa Chalip. So Taisvis Vafal Pi Shebeteres Domim Kaim Lom De Mois Einom Kainis. If you give something Beteres Domim, if you want to give a Beteres payment, Einam koines elo mishichas hamekach, avol mois einam koines elo meikim b'mishe poreh. For our Mishnah is saying, ki vino mi en ele b'teiris kinyin suda, nasach alim v'kona ki suda, ki de perish b'konteris. Vim toima, u ma tam shematveye nasach alim, lamanda oma peri loy ok, Machlekes between Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman is Peri of the Chalipin. Now, the Machlekes is, it says in the Pasuk, Zeis Lafonim B'Yisrael, Sholaf Ish Na'aloi. Now, the Pasuk speaks about a Kinyan with a Na'al, with a shoe. A shoe is a Keli. So now there's a machlekes, so does Kinyan Suder have to be done with a keli? Or we can use a peri also for Kinyan Suder. You don't need a shoe, a glove is good, a handkerchief is good, a banana is also good. Or no, it's mugbul to keli. That means, that's right, you don't need a shoe, but you need a keli. That's what Rav Nachman holds. And the Rav Sheshes holds a full of pear is also good, a banana is also good, no problem. Like Taisvis, now we have here a sugya that the Gemara had a havamina, the Gemara falls off from it right away. But the Gemara had a havamina that it says in our Mishnah, one can make in your chalipa with a madbeya with a coin. So now Taisvis had a problem, a coin is not a keli. A coin is an object, but it's not a keli. So it doesn't have a teiris keli. So, how, according to Rav Nachman, how can we, besides the chesaron of matbeya, we'll see soon there's a new chesaron of matbeya. But besides the chesaron of matbeya, it's not a keli, it's a peri. That's the discussion. Bimtaima, umatam. Shematbeye nasa chalipin lamando ma peir leyov di chalipin alanal davke doha matbeye lav keiliu, it's not a keili. This is understood in the kasha, a keili means a kli shimush, that I use it, a shoe, a suter, a handkerchief, a gantel, these are used by the person. But this is, I spend them, but this is how this is not called a keili. Vayma Rabbeinu Tam, the matbeya ke'en keili, sheroi litloisoi b'tzavor bitoi. You can use it as a necklace. You use it's an ornament. It can be used as an ornament. So just like a nal, there's a malbish and there's a tachshit. That's called a keili. So it can be used in an ornamental way. So it is a teres keli. That's teres number one. That's the Bein Tam's teres. Vayid Aymari, mishum sharoi lishko bay mishkailis. It can be used as a weight. That means we have to understand all the coins, bisman chazal, their value was determined by the weight of precious metal that was inside the keli. So there was weight on the matbeya. So it has a shibush. This is also a keli. It can be used as a weight. Va'oid yeshloim, and the third malach taisa says, the ma sheroi lohoitzi v'liknois boi koldova machashevina le keli. That what I can purchase things with it, that also gives it a teirah. I'm using it. What's the chilek? If I use a pot to cook an egg, or I use a dollar bill to purchase eggs. So this is also called a shimush, and this gives it a teirah scaling. Now, I'd like to just mention for 2 minutes, the Arzat Vairav asks a Ha'ole, why is a matbeye, halacha we paskin that a matbeye lay of the chalipe? What's fucking wrong with a matbeye? So the Gemara says in Hazov a very interesting lashon. The matbeye daita atzurosa, v'tzurosa avide de botlo. When a matbeye, the chshivis of the matbeye, the importance of the matbeye is the tzura of the matbeye, that the government acknowledged this as a legal currency. The tzurasa avide de botla, and it seems the zman chazal, the governments were never too stable, so these coins, today it's good, tomorrow it's no good, it's, you have to chap a rein when Kozman, this currency is good. So memele, so that's what the Gemara says. Daita tzurasa, the tzure, it plays a role in this object. The tzuros avide de botlo. It's not a dover shel kayom. So the Arzat Dvairav asks a kasha. Taisus asked, why you need a keli? Why is it a keli? So the second tenet of Taisus was, well, here's a weight. It's a weight. It's a keli. This can be used as a weight. So the Torah's keli sheboy is because it's a weight. Now, the weight is a weight of whatever the government will decide, if it is a legal currency, it's not a legal currency, it's a keli because of the weight that it possesses. And this can be used as a weight in the scale. So what is this nu chesoren? So what? So this has nothing to do with the shame keli sheboy. So das sich mir, it could be that there are two inyonim. We learn out from now two things. Number one, it has to be a keli. Number two, it has to be a dover misuyim, a dover sholem. It has to have shleimus. So it could be that since Lamaisa is a matbeya, and this maila that it has is avida de botlo, so it lost its shleimus. That means this is a second, it's a keli taket, but it has to be a dova mesuyim, a dova shalem. It could be this alone is a chasar. Now let us see the Gemara. So, the Gemara had understood that the Mishnah is telling us that a matbeye kol shenase domim ba'acha, which means money, which is usually used as a payment, is kibin shuzachas and is chayim zeh chalipah. The Gemara says, matbeye nase chalipah, we pass the name matbeye nase chalipah. Oma Rav Yehuda ochi koma. So Rav Yehuda said, kol hanishayim domim ba'acha, kimin shezocha zeh nischayev machalip. Now, so the Gemara just made a little, the Gemara said the Mishnah is missing a little elaboration. Kol, let's just look at Loshna Mishnah. Kol hanase domim ba'acha, that could be used as a payment for something else, in parentheses, al yedei shuma, that it is used for a payment only if it is evaluated. So what is the Mishnah telling us? The Mishnah is telling us as follows. The Mishnah is telling us something that whenever you use it as a payment, you evaluate it first. That can make chalipin. So the Mishnah is telling us a mouthful. The Mishnah is telling us number one, he's saying something that when it is used as a payment, you evaluate it. That can make chalipin. So, but something that is used as a payment, you don't have to evaluate it. In other words, coins, that cannot make chalipin. So the Mishnah is telling us punkfakel that we learned till now. The Mishnah is telling us something that you, in order to be used as a payment, you have to evaluate only that can make chalipin, and matbei cannot make chalipin. And then Rashi throws in another vote. Rashi says, and if it's telling you everything that can be used as a payment after evaluation can make chalipin, so it is telling us I do not need the mile of keli. If you're telling me, give me guidelines, I can make chalipin with what? With anything that can be used as a payment after evaluation. Well, if that's my guideline, so bananas good, apples are good, everything is good. But they is no good. It has to be something that can be used as a payment after evaluation. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us two things, that according to this pshat, that peiris are good and that matbei is no good. That is the Mishnah. Let us see what Rashi says. Amav yude ochikom kol anishim domim ba'achem kol dovo. See, Rashi explains how this fits into the words of the Mishnah. Shimbo lesita domim ba'achem, everything. If you want to use this as a payment, tzorech lo shaymai bedomim, you have to evaluate it. Dahainu, what does that mean? What does this vague phrase mean? Kol ha-metaltlum, any metaltlum, ba'mi matveya. Any metaltlum can be used for a payment after evaluation. Chutzmi matveya. So the Mishnah is telling us, kivin shezoche zeh, im nosnoi b'toiras chalipin. If it was given, b'toiras chalipin, niknu chalipin l'lekeach, b'mishiche shemoshech ba'lamekech hazeh. Va'ash me'inon, so the Mishnah is telling us two things. And number one, the Teures Chalipin b'metaltlum. You can make Chalipin b'metaltlum. Ulemei meda'av al-gav de'lesnayu kli. You don't need a keli. I'm telling you a broad category. Anything that can be used as a payment after evaluation can make Chalipin. So you don't need a keli. Elu metaltlum ba'alma v'chalipin. And another thing it's telling us, v'loy matbeya, because a matbeya, when you use a matbeya for a payment, you do not need evaluation. Also lashmino. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us that peiri of the chalipin, v'loy matbeya of the chalipin. So the Gemara says, deiken ami. Oh, so now the Mishnah flows. That means the way you were learning before, when you get to the safe, is something I got stuck over here. But now that you're saying, kol anasa domim ba'acha, means, kol anishem, is, so now the safe is very good. Deike, nami diktoni keitzat, hetlif sher bepora, oichamor b'sher. So memela, so this is a keitzat of what we said till now. So if Rashi, the deike nami, the love matbeya also lashmina. So it's very good. So that is if we learn that kolanish. In fact, the Gemara, oh, you just opened up a can of worms now. I mean, the safe is very shver. You don't learn like that. Ulamai the solika daiton me kore the matbeya nasa chalipin my keitza. So what is the keitza? Achikama. So he says, according to the Makshin, so Pshan, the Mishnah is as follows. Hochikama peiris nami of the chalip. Peiris also can make chalip. And that means, I'm coming to tell you a big chidush. The Reish is telling you, matbeya nasa chalip. Oh boy, that's a big chidush. I'll tell you another chidush. Peiris also make chalip. So the Mishnah is not coming to tell us the standard oifen of chalip. Standard oifen of chalip, you take out a Megillas Rus and the Sholof Yishnal Me'arat, that's Parshat. That, Keli, I'm going to tell you two big chedushim. Number one, that Be'en Asa chalip, and another chedush that Peri of the chalip. Or he come a Peri's Nami of the chalip, Keitzad, Hechlef, Besar, Shoyer, Beporo, I besach, amir besher, kimin shezoch hazeh, nischayev, Achalik. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Keitzat, Havalele Misne, my Keitzat, Havalele Misne, if it's speaking about money, Keitzat Hechlet, Mois Pepor, Ochikama, Tarti Yosalashminim, Nokat, Vereshe, Matbei. First, the Mishnah told us, Matbei of the Philippe. Odashminon, Shalmetaltum, who pay Renami. Call me the deloy have a keli, than a keli peri kovi linye chalipin. Mishum de peri shrichi nokat pe, doesn't mean peri, it means anything that's not a keli. Of the chalipin, oire oisen teures chalipin. Voloy emrinen nal davke. Bosor shoer. Vacholshkein shoer chai, the odev tvei. The domi likli shemishtamshin boy. Now, this Rashi is very unclear. That the Mishnah is coming to tell us that the peri of the chalip. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Now, if this is the chiddush of the Mishnah, so therefore the Gemara we stuck in a b'sar, hechlef b'sar sheir b'porah. So why do we have to say b'sar? What about a sheir alone? So, b'emison, there's a big machlokes what our Rashi holds over here. But it could be that Rashi holds, Tosafot brings this down from Rashi, that Rashi holds that a sheir is also peiri. But a sheir has a similarity to a keli. It's not, it's a little similar to a keli. So if the Gemara wants to come and tell us bidavke that a filler peiris of the chalipim, so that's why the Gemara is telling us a real peiri which has no similarity whatsoever to a keli. That's bizarre. A sheir is also a peiri in yisod, but it has some similarity to a keli. The Gemara wants to hop on. He wants to tell us a filler something that is the exact opposite of a keli. Bizarre sheir also is of it chalipim.